Same-sex marriage, the truth behind trans activism. In the garb of diversity, inclusivity and equity, gender fluidity is a narrative that will slowly eat into the civilizational existence of Bharat. Time to wake up and gear for a pushback, India. Even as the issue of legalization of same-sex marriages in India gathers steam, what the country needs to fight off first urgently is the solidification of the trans movement here that is fueled by an arm of wokeism engineered in the West and represented here mostly by the urban elites. While this surging wave of activism might seem to be about giving recognition to the trans community, the real transgenders stay away from cheap optics while persevering to gain respectability through their efforts and actions. Here, but once deconstructed thoroughly, the proliferation of the trend in the garb of diversity, inclusivity and equity is dangerously channeled towards normalizing depravity, usurping women's rights, identity and safe spaces, if not wriggling into work spheres despite having little or no skill sets for them. The activists championing feeding the noxious narrative to gullible youngsters deracinated from their dharmic roots are staunchly backed by global pharmaceuticals for gigantic monetary gains. While the proponents of this movement aimed at breaking our civilization find an empathetic shoulder obviously from leftists, what many haven't factored in is how radically harmful all this is to little children. Yes, we are talking about how trans activism endorses pedophilia. Last week, Fashion and Bridal Glossy Brides Today released an online cover with a picture of US trans activist Alok Wade Menon dressed in designer clothes and jewelry ideally worn by women. While he wore makeup in the visuals, netizens were grossed out by his hairy body sticking out of the mal-fitting clothes. Without wasting words on the lack of aesthetic appeal in the shoot, let's highlight the lines spoken by Menon that courted controversy. The article carried an earlier Facebook quote where he sexualized underage girls. These days, the narrative is that transgender people will come into bathrooms and abuse little girls, he wrote. I believe in the radical notion that little girls are complicated people. There are no fairy tales and no princesses here. Little girls are trans, queer, kinky, devious, kind, mean, beautiful, ugly, tremendous, and peculiar, the trans activist further claimed. I leave it to the reader's discretion to ascertain how this thought process isn't problematic or detrimental towards little children. Moreover, by casually ignoring how such twisted minds operate, we are not safeguarding innocent children from diabolical entities. The only ray of hope in Menon's case is that he is spreading his venom in the US. India is better off without such toxic, opportunistic, and confused individuals who can do anything for attention, easy fame and money. Not to mention how they use shortcuts in everything and their contorted views on sexuality to wriggle out of the rigors of life. One might ask why a publication would give space to such people. Well, the fashion, pharma and entertainment industries are propping up the LGBTQIA cause considering these are sectors where wokeism, socialism, and communism thrive. Leftists have since the beginning captured these fields, and now the mainstream media goes by what grabs eyeballs or sells, even if that comes via negative publicity. With the status of Bollywood celebrities being watered down now, many fashion houses and magazines use faces from the LGBTQIA community to market their stories and covers. Once again, it's a vicious nexus driven by a sinister agenda to brainwash those ignorant about how the pharma lobby, apart from other manufacturers, is behind all this. One must read about the population to understand the motive behind tutoring youngsters about gender fluidity and sex change operations that leave them emotionally and mentally badgered, physically ruined and psychologically traumatized, conditions no hormones or medicines can treat. How are women's rights being eroded by trans activism? Trans activism is powered to disrupt the balance of nature and upset what is normally biological. If the CJI opined there is no absolute concept of a man and woman as per the presence of respective reproductive organs, would he be able to extract testosterone from women and progesterone from men? Many biological men, who masquerade as women these days, have started declaring that injecting estrogen into their bodies makes them feel like they are experiencing symptoms of menstruation if they are not getting periods. Well, if not logic but imagination is seriously running wild in this lopsided movement targeted to eat away at the basic identifiable characteristics of women, now being increasingly referred to in the West as people with vagina, chest feeders, baby carriers, and so on, if not their entire position in a world where for centuries, they have had to fight to regain their repressed voices, rights and worthy credits. In the West, you have innumerable cases where trans women are competing in women's sports, which puts them in an advantageous position physically due to their muscle composition and body structure. Trans celebrity, rather, a con man, Dylan Mulvaney's multimillion contracts with cosmetic, women's sanitary and healthcare brands are a constant mockery of biological women. Imagine something so egregious happening in Bharat in the name of diversity, inclusivity and equity of the urban trans community, who are just worried about noteworthy moments and quick, easy monetary gains. They would never come clean about their motives, but vulnerable minds would be wrongly influenced. Trans is taking over fashion and lifestyle. A designer friend once told me how a young man he interviewed for a creative position in his company spoke less about whether he fits the role and more about his struggles with coming out. While my friend pitched talent as the main criteria for the job, you might hear several cases where companies have had to buckle under the pressure of trans activists to give employment to less deserving people. Mediocrity is being fanned where opportunistic trans representatives are finding it easy to stake a claim at exposure using a victim card. Fashion brands are using young boys to parade their women's apparel that the Hungry for Hatke headlines media is lapping up. Abu Jani Sandeep Khosla recently dressed up Instagrammer Neil Ranawat for Lakme Fashion Week in their women's wear. The case to be noted is whether these boys have any skill set other than cashing in on the gender fluid trend seeping into India bit by bit. Sari sellers Sutta Bombay host draping masterclasses for women, where men teach participants how to experiment with drape styles. Why would women need a guy who is confused about his gender to instruct them about saris, something women learn from their mothers and aunts? Especially when, in the garb of selling saris, such brands peddle leftist woke propaganda to ruin society and make it unsafe for our children. Moreover, beyond being uncomfortably weird, these styles look plain unaesthetic. Indian dresses for women define feminine grace and elegance, and tacky. Remember that Tata Institute of Social Sciences boy walking into a ceremony in an objectionable outfit? How is it not disrespecting women, the very gender they profess to emulate? Some underconfident women still fall for gimmicks and cunning brands to mint money. Trans are Hindu-phobic. It's not that Bharat, with a Hindu majority population, was hostile to the trans community ever. History would prove how the legit trans people always found respect and acceptability in our society because we understood that they were made like that naturally and didn't require definitions of gender fluidity to cloud their minds. When it was time to crown the next king of his empire, Sri Ram was not the automatic choice for Raja Dasharath, even though he was the firstborn. As per Valmiki Ramayan, a sabha was called where representatives of all factions were summoned so that a decision would be taken unanimously. There were heads of Vanars, people who lived in vans, heads of Guraj, the Bhils and Goos. So there goes your concept of untouchability because the sabha was incomplete without their presence, and the Kinnars, the transgender community who lived as a separate society respectfully as they did not want to destabilize the balance ordained by nature. Yes, men and women accepted the kindness and revered them. The distance was more about acknowledging them without normalizing them, a thought process that Western imperialism cannot even fathom because Islam and Catholicism would even extinguish such communities. With evidence of the coexistence of men, women and kindness in a Hindu society that is so old, it's obvious that Sanatan Dharma truly believed in Vasudeva Kutumbakam, everyone as a family, before degradation set in. There is ample evidence to gauge how Abrahamic cults deal with the others. And yet, you have pseudo-trans content creators such as Param Shahib, at Param Banana on IG, defaming the saffron color with artworks that declare, love wrapped in the color of shame, where two nude men are kissing each other while a Bhagwan strip of cloth covers their privates. If only they were to realize that because these duplicitous and uninformed individuals are in Bharat, they can get away with such derision towards Sanatan Dharma. Because of our liberal worldview, unlike lands operated by Islamic diktats and the church decree that once upon a time criminalized homosexuality even as cases of sodomization of young boys were brushed under the carpet. But, here, you must understand the intricacy. Our dharma has taught us to accept everything natural. In contrast, Western capitalism, through its autocratic modules, tries to upset nature by fueling noxious narratives to earn greedily, disrupt the balance in society, and destroy civilizations. That is the basis of gender fluidity. It is a cancer that the West has unleashed on the entire world. Bharat is an obvious target for such disgusting, unnatural, vicious systems because we are a giant market. They want the Hindu society in shambles, which they have been unable to conquer despite so many attempts. India must read between the lines. Most Indians oppose the legalization of LGBT marriages, the reasons are multiple, and everyone is legitimate, because they know it won't stop there. After all, the westernized Indian elite kept proving them right. Next will come the adoption of children, teaching gay issues at school, drag shows, children are being exposed to the filthiest of them in the US, which raises a question about the level of mental depravity being unleashed on impressionable minds, gay parades, videos have surfaced in the past with nude men and women cycling in the parades in front of children, and trans women, biological men, competing in women's sports, note how it's never the other way round. Apart from the pronoun warfare, there are already content creators on Instagram who use CIS genders to abuse individuals when they call queers out for the promiscuous images they post on their feeds in the name of freedom of choice. To cut a long story short, urban India will get carpet bombed with gender politics, thus taking away from the very essence of being a man and woman, two sexes that nature deemed would complement each other beautifully. The lobby pushing LGBTQ marriages now won't go extinct after it's done. Once it has tasted blood, an entire jobs ecosystem will get created in media, marketing, branding, entertainment and political lobbies whose survival depends on inventing newer gender issues to solve and keep the issue burning. Any social justice project in India starts with limited demands but creates an economy of jobs that get fed only when there are constant newer injustices to fight. Once the doors are opened on gender fluidity and LGBTQIA activism, gays, lesbians and bisexuals also need to raise their voices against trans activists now as the latter is diluting the former's stand, it won't end till the Indian flag has a rainbow on it. About the author-related news, Sharmi Adhikari. Sharmi Adhikari is a senior lifestyle journalist and columnist with a yen for exploring interesting concepts in fashion, culture and cinema. Sharmi Adhikari https://organizer.org/guest-author/sharmi-adhikari/May 4, 2022, 1:26 PM IST Bollywood and the Mindset of Distorting the Sanatan Traditions. Sharmi Adhikari https://organizer.org/guest-author/sharmi-adhikari/June 22, 2022, 3:24 PM IST Stories with Grassroot Connect go viral on OTT platforms. Sharmi Adhikari https://organizer.org/guest-author/sharmi-adhikari/July 6, 2022, 1:11 PM IST Gujarat Riots, How Hindi Film Industry Pushed Anti-Hindu Narratives Topics. Bharat Hindophobic Same-Sex Marriage Same-Sex Marriages LGBTQIA+ Trans Activism Transgender Transgenders LGBTQIA Cause